Hello, this is Shibu Ucharyan, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 30th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Exodus chapters 37 to 40. How can the glory of God fill our lives? We read in Exodus chapter 40 verses 33 to 35 like this. So Moses finished the work. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting because the cloud rested above it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. The tabernacle of meeting was a location that God chose to meet with the children of Israel as they traveled through the wilderness to the promised land. It was always God's desire to dwell with his children in their midst. However, God had very specific instructions regarding how Moses and the children of Israel had to build the tabernacle, the artisans who would build the tabernacle, the offerings for the tabernacle, and all the articles in the tabernacle, including the altar of incense, the bronze laver, the holy anointing oil, the incense, the ark of the testimony, the table for the showbread, the gold lampstand, and the court of the tabernacle. We see that the children of Israel, under the leadership of Moses, did everything exactly as God had commanded them. They did not add anything on their own or failed in any area concerning God's specification for building the tabernacle. After Moses finished his work, we see God put a stamp of approval upon the tabernacle by allowing his glory to fill the tabernacle and cover it completely with his presence. Everything that God did concerning the children of Israel is a shadow of what he does in our lives today. God dwelt among the children of Israel first through the tabernacle of meeting during the desert wanderings, and then through Solomon's temple built when the children of Israel settled in Canaan, and thereafter through Zerubbabel's temple built on the ruins of Solomon's temple that was finally rebuilt by King Herod in 46 years that existed during Jesus' lifetime. When Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, he ended the means of how God would dwell among his children by tearing apart the veil of separation in the temple. This temple would be totally destroyed in 70 AD, just as Jesus had prophesied. While Jesus lived on the earth, he was a temple of God. Today, our bodies are the temples of God as the Spirit of God dwells in us. We have the solemn responsibility of keeping our bodies pure and holy, knowing that God dwells in us just as he dwelt in the tabernacle of meeting during the time of Moses. We should be careful to obey all the commandments of God revealed to us through his holy word. Then only we can expect the glory of God to fill our lives every day. As we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 19 and 20, the words of Apostle Paul, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's."